In this talk, we're going to see how Jesus explains to Padre Pio what the Mass actually is. Please do stay tuned for this. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the incredible life of our great saint, a Capuchin monk, a mystic, and a miracle worker, Padre Pio. And we offer you a series of short stories. So do stay tuned to this channel. We hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you. We also ask you to participate in our Padre Pio apostolate, and you can do this by liking our video, sharing the video with your friends and colleagues, and also, if you have not already, do subscribe to this channel and click that reminder bell too. Our story continues. We've all heard, I'm sure, about Padre Pio's incredible Mass. How was it that crowds of people would stream there every day, summer and winter, high up in the Gorgorno Mountains? They'd be there at 5 a.m. for his Mass. And people who had attended described his Mass, Padre Pio's Mass, as if they were present at Calvary itself. Even hardened sinners would break down during the Mass, and they would repent, change their lives at this Mass. It was so amazing. Where did Padre Pio learn about this? We're going to have a look. And for this, we're going to go back to Padre Pio's diary, which he kept during the time that he was being persecuted by his fellow clergymen. This was in the 1920s and 1930s. Persecution was raging, but our Lord was not quiet. He was forming his great saint for the future. And apparently, in this diary, Padre Pio received a revelation from Jesus himself, in which Jesus explained the Mass to him. Now, this story was published by Franco Balodi, Chioco, and Luciano Siri in Padre Pio, The Story of a Victim. That's where we get the story from. And from this diary, we see that our Lord Jesus Christ said to Padre Pio, "Remember that the priest who threw his hands," that's by the act of consecration with his hands, "threw his hands, calls me. He has the power that I did not even give to my mother." And then our Lord says as well, "Imagine, even if it were the most sublime seraphim who served the Mass instead of the priest, he would still not be worthy enough to be near the Father." And then our Lord asks, "Is it fitting then to think of anything else other than me, other than Jesus, during the Mass?" Our Lord also says, "You must consider the altar, not around what man has created." Some altars are very beautiful. He says, "Not around that, but by the value of my mystical and real presence." So even if the altars are absolutely stunningly beautiful, it is symbolic of something much greater. Our Lord said to him, "Look upon the host, and you will see me humiliated for you." And he also says, "Look at the cup in which my blood comes back to this earth, rich in all blessings. Offer me there. Offer me to the Father there. I give this to you." So these were like instructions given by our Lord to Padre Pio himself. And often during the Mass, it appeared that Padre Pio would go into an ecstasy, looking at the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, exactly as our Lord had told him. "If someone said to you, 'Let us go to Palestine,'" our Lord says, "to see the holy places where Jesus lived and died, your heart would jump, it would miss a beat. Is that not true?" And then Jesus says, "Still, the altar on which I descend is now more than Palestine, because I left there 20 centuries ago. On this altar, I return every day, alive, truly, real, though hidden. It is I. It is I myself whose heart beats in the hands of my servant during the consecration. I am returning to you, not symbolically, no, but really and truly. I repeat, truly. This is what our Lord is saying. Gethsemane, Calvary, the altar. They are three places, of which the last, the altar, is the sum of the first two. These are three places, but only in one of them will you find me. Jesus continues, bring your hearts to the holy corporal that houses my body. Immerse yourselves in the divine cup that contains my blood. These are instructions to us as well. There love will unite the Creator, your Redeemer, that is Jesus, who is your sacrifice and your victim, with your spirit, with your own spirit. We all get united there. There you will celebrate my glory within my humiliation. And then our Lord finishes with, come to the altar, look at me, and think deeply of me. And I'm sure that Padre Pio did these things, and that is part of what made his Mass so incredible. Like no other Mass in the world, people say.
Del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, e così sia. Si è lodato Gesù e Maria.
Okay. At Following Padre Pio, we do ask you to bring your prayer petitions to Padre Pio. And you can do this by enrolling your petitions. You can go to the video on the end screen, or you can see in the link to our website in the video description below. Just please, please do enroll your petitions for Friday's Mass. We have Mass celebrated every Friday, dedicating your petitions to Padre Pio and Padre Pio's petitions for us in general. And of course, like our video, subscribe to our channel, and share this video with others if you have not already.
Thank you.